శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 13 మోర్ సాయి లీలాస్ డిసీజెస్ క్యూర్డ్ నంబర్ 1 భీమాజీ పాటేల్ నంబర్ 2 బాలశింపి నంబర్ 3 బాపు సాహెబ్ బూటి నంబర్ 4 అలంది స్వామి నంబర్ 5 కాకా మహాజని నంబర్ 6 దత్తోపంత్ ఆఫ్ హర్దా ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ద ఇన్స్క్రూటబుల్ పవర్ ఆఫ్ మాయా బాబాస్ వర్డ్స్ వేర్ ఆల్వేస్ షార్ట్ డీప్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ మీనింగ్ ఎఫెక్టివ్ అండ్ వెల్ బ్యాలెన్స్డ్ హీ వాస్ ఎవర్ కంటెంట్ అండ్ నెవర్ కేర్డ్ ఫర్ ఎనీథింగ్ హీ సెడ్ దో ఐఎమ్ ఎ ఫకీర్ హ్యావ్ నో హౌస్ ఆర్ వైఫ్ అండ్ థాట్ లీవింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ కేర్ ఐ స్టే అట్ వన్ ప్లేస్ ద ఇన్ఎవిటబుల్ మాయా థీసెస్ మీ ఆఫన్ Though I forgot myself, but she cannot forget me. She always envelops me. This Maya, that is illusive power of the Lord, that is Sri Hari, harasses even Lord Brahma and others. Then what to speak of a poor fakir like me? Those who take refuge in the God will be freed from her clutches with His grace. In such terms, Baba spoke about the power of Maya. Lord Shri Krishna has said to Uddhava in the Bhagavat that the saints are his living forms and see what Baba has said for the welfare of his devotees. Those who are fortunate and who demerits have vanished, take to my worship. If you always say Sai, Sai, I shall take you over the seven seas, believe in these words, and you will be certainly benefited. I do not need any paraphernalia of worship. Either eightfold or sixteenfold, I rest there, where there is full devotion. Now, read what Sai did for the welfare of those who surrendered themselves to him. Om Shri Sai. Bhimaji Patil. 1. Bhimaji Patil of Narayangaon, Taluk, Junhar, District, Pune, suffered in the year 1909 from a severe and chronic chest disease, which ultimately developed into tuberculosis. He tried all sorts of remedies, but to no effect. Losing all hopes, he ultimately prayed to God, O Lord Narayana, help me now. It is a well-known fact that whenever circumstances are well, we do not remember God. But when calamities and adversities overtake us, we are reminded of Him. So Bhimaji now turned to God. It occurred to him that he should consult Mr. Nana Sahib Chandorkar, a great devotee of Baba, in this respect. So he wrote to him a letter giving all details of his malady and asked for his opinion. In reply, Mr. Nana Sahib wrote to him that there was only one remedy left, and that was to have recourse to Baba's feet. Relying on Mr. Nana Sahib's advice, he made preparations for going to Shirdi. He was brought to Shirdi and taken to the masjid and placed before Baba. Mr. Nana Sahib and Shama, Madharao Deshpande, were present there. Baba pointed out that the disease was due to the previous evil karma and was not disposed to interfere. But the patient cried out in despair that he was helpless and sought refuge in him. And he was his last hope and prayed for mercy. Baba's heart melted and he said, "Stay. Cast off your anxiety. Your sufferings have come to an end. However oppressed and troubled one may be, as soon as he sleeps in the masjid, he is on the pathway to happiness. The fakir here is very kind, and he will cure the disease and protect all with love and kindness." The patient used to vomit blood every 5 minutes, but there was no vomiting in the presence of Baba. From the time Baba uttered the words of mercy, the malady took a favorable turn. Baba asked him to stay in Bhima Bhai's house, which was not a convenient and fit place, but Baba's order had to be obeyed. While he was staying there, Baba cured him by two dreams. In the first dream, he saw himself as a boy suffering the severe pain of a flogging, which he received for not reciting his poetry lesson before his class master. In the second dream, someone caused him intense pain by rolling a stone up and down over his chest. With the pain thus suffering in dream. His cure was complete and he went home. He then often came to Shirdi, gratefully remembering what Baba did for him and prostrated before him. Baba also did not expect anything from devotees but remembrance, unsevering faith and devotion. People in Maharashtra always celebrate Satyanarayana Puja in their homes every fortnight or month. But it was this Bhimaji Patel who started a new Sai Satyavrata Puja instead of Satyanarayana Vrata Puja in his house when he returned to his village. Om Shri Sai. Bala Ganpat Shimpi. Another devotee of Baba by name Bala Ganpat Shimpi suffered much from a malignant type of malaria. He tried all sorts of medicines and decoctions, but in vain. The fever did not abate a jot, and so he ran to Shirdi and fell on Baba's feet. Baba gave him a strange recipe, in this case as follows. Give a black dog some morsels of rice mixed with curd in front of the Lakshmi temple. Baba did not know how to execute this recipe, but no sooner he went home than he found rice and curd. After mixing them together, he brought the mixture near the Lakshmi temple. When he found a black dog waving its tail, he placed the curd and rice before the dog. The dog ate it, and strange to say, Bala got rid of his malaria. Om Shri Sai. Bapu Saheb Bhuti. Shri Ram, Bapu Saheb Bhuti suffered once from dysentery and vomiting. His cupboard was full of patient drugs and medicines, but none of them had any effect. Bapu Saheb got very weak on account of purgings and vomitings and therefore was not able to go to the masjid for Baba's darshan. Baba then sent for him and made him sit before him and said, "Now take care, you should not purge anymore," and gestured with his index finger, "The vomiting must also stop. Now look at the power of Baba's words." Both the maladies disappeared and Bhuti felt well. On another occasion, he had an attack of cholera and suffered from severe thirst. Dr. Pillai tried all sorts of remedies but could give him no relief. Then he went to Baba and consulted him as what to drink that would allay his thirst and cure the disease. Baba prescribed an infusion of almonds, walnuts, pistachios boiled in sugared milk. This would be considered a cause for fatal aggravation of the disease by any other doctor or physician. But in implicit obedience to Baba's orders, the infusion was administered and, strange to say, the disease was cured. Om Shri Sai. Alandi Swami. A Swami from Alandi with a desire to take Baba's darshan came to Shirdi. He suffered from severe pain in his ear, which prevented him from getting the sleep. He was operated for this, but it served no purpose. The pain was severe and he did not know what to do. While he was returning, he came to take Baba's leave. When Shyama, that is Madhav Deshpande, requested Baba to do something for the pain in the Swami's ear, Baba comforted him saying, "Allah Acha Karega," that is, God will do good. The Swami then returned to Pune and after a week sent a letter to Shirdi, stating that the pain in his ear has subsided, though the swelling was there, and in order to get the swelling removed, he went to Mumbai for operation. But the surgeon, on examining the ear, said that no operation was necessary. Such was the wonderful and potent effect of Baba's words. Om Shri Sai. Kaka Mahajani. Another devotee named Kaka Mahajani suffered once from diarrhea. In order that there should be no outbreak in his service to Baba, Kaka kept a tambya, that is pot, with water in some corner of the masjid, and whenever there was a call, he would go out. As Sai Baba knew everything, Kaka did not inform him of his disease, thinking that Baba would of his own cure it soon. The work of constructing the pavement in front of the masjid was permitted by Baba, but when the actual work began, Baba got wild and shouted out loudly. Everybody ran away, and as Kaka was also doing the same, Baba caught hold of him and made him sit there. In the confusion that followed, somebody left there a small pouch of groundnuts. Baba took a handful of groundnuts, rubbed them in his hand, blew away the skins, and gave the clean nuts to Kaka and made him eat them. Scolding and cleaning the nuts and making Kaka eat them went on simultaneously. Baba himself ate some of them. Then, when the nuts were finished, Baba asked him to fetch water, as he felt thirsty. Kaka brought a pitcher full of water. Then Baba drank some water and made Kaka also drink it. Baba declared, "Now your diarrhea has stopped, and you may attend to the work of the payment." In the meanwhile, other persons who had run away returned and started the work, and Kaka, whose motions had stopped, also joined them. Are groundnuts medicine for diarrhea? According to the current medical opinion, groundnuts would aggravate the disease and not cure it. The true medicine in this, as in other cases, was Baba's words. Om Shri Sai, Dattopant of Harda. A gentleman from Harda by name Dattopant suffered from stomachache for about 14 years. None of the remedies gave him any relief. Then on hearing Baba's fame that he cures diseases by sight, he ran to Shirdi and fell at Baba's feet. Baba looked at him kindly and gave him blessings. When Baba placed his hand on his head and when he got Baba's udi with blessings, he felt relieved and there was no further trouble about the malady. Towards the end of this chapter, three cases are cited in footnotes. Number 1. Madhav Deshpande suffered from piles. Baba gave him decoction of sonamukhi, that is, senna pots. This relieved him. Then after 2 years, the trouble recurred and Madhav Rao took the same decoction without consulting Baba. The result was that the disease aggravated, but later on it was cured by Baba's grace. Number 2. Kaka Mahajani's elder brother Gangadhar Pant suffered for many years from stomach pain. Hearing Baba's fame, he came to Shirdi and requested Baba to cure him. Baba touched his belly and said, "God will cure." From that time, there was no stomach pain and he was completely cured. Number 3. Nana Sahib Chandorkar also once suffered from acute stomach pain. He was restless the whole day and night. Doctors administered syringes which produced no effect. Then he approached Baba, who told him to eat barfi, a kind of sweetmeat mixed with ghee. This recipe gave him complete relief. All these stories show how that the real medicine that cured the various diseases permanently was Baba's word and grace and not any medicines or drugs. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.